Behind-the-scenes workers at the Peoria City County Health Department play a vital role in combating the spread of COVID-19 in the community.
We're just trying to protect everybody, make sure that you're isolating, make sure that people are quarantining, not going anywhere during those times at risk of infecting other people.
That's Peoria County contact tracer Tracy Trilindi. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, September 30th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. As kindergarten and first grade students start returning to Peoria Public Schools next week, District 150 continues to monitor the spread of COVID-19. Joe Deacon reports.
In an update to the Board of Education, the Peoria City County Health Department says just 4% of the county's coronavirus infections have been children under age 10. Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says schools aren't playing a major role in spreading the disease.
A lot of it, in terms of transmission, specifically around primary schools, is not happening in the classroom setting, but rather in the after-school setting.
16% of the county's cases have been between ages 10 and 19, leading the district to hold off on bringing middle school and high school students back. Superintendent Sharon DeMullen-Carat says how things go with the primary school students will dictate how to move forward.
In terms of the timeline, it was looking like maybe second semester, but if things go very, very well, we can accelerate it, so it's so fluid.
Hendrickson says reverting to school closures would only be necessary in the event of an uncontrolled outbreak, where the health department is unable to conduct proper contact tracing and other mitigation procedures.
If something to note is that we have already had in Illinois two regions that have had metrics that have moved them back into tier one of resurgence. And in both of those metrics, they did not actually close down schools.
Carat says the administration is hoping to be able to participate in a rapid result surveillance saliva testing program being developed by the University of Illinois. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County man in his 80s with underlying health conditions is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related death. The region's death toll stands at 80. Health officials reported 49 new cases Tuesday for a total of 5,775. Darren LaHood's long-shot Democratic challenger George Petrelli says he's not surprised the congressman refuses to appear in debates. And Governor J.B. Pritzker will self-isolate for the next 14 days after a member of his staff tested positive for COVID-19. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. 9 employees of the Peoria City County Health Department play a vital role in the community's COVID-19 battle. They're contact tracers, tasked with figuring out how the virus is spreading in Peoria County and working to contain it. Tracy Trilindi has been on the job since March. She talked to Tim Shelley about how it works and what she wants people to know.
So when we get a positive case come in, we will contact that individual, make sure that they have gotten their results from the lab. We do ask for their date of birth just so we can verify that we are speaking with the right person. We'll ask about their symptoms, what day those symptoms started, what they're experiencing. We may ask where they are employed, because people can be infectious up to 48 hours before symptoms start. So if they're at work and we're not socially distancing and around other people, we may have exposed individuals that we'll need to call and let them know that they've been exposed, because we'll want to quarantine them and symptom monitor those individuals as well. And we'll talk about isolation dates. We provide letters for work excusing you because you are positive. We excuse people for being in quarantine, so we can provide all those types of letters. I'm going to ask you if you know how you were exposed, if you were a close contact, did you recently travel, attend any public gatherings, restaurants, any type thing within the past 2 weeks prior to your symptom onset.
So from there, it's kind of like a little bit of, almost kind of like a little bit of detective sleuthing work here. So this person tests positive. Who have they been in contact with? It's their family. Let's say I went to a restaurant 24 hours before I tested positive too. So how do I determine who I need to contact to let them know there may have been a potential exposure and who's potentially at risk?
So we'll do a little bit of that detective work. A lot of the times when I'm calling people, they've already contacted family and friends to let them know if they've been around them. Through my questioning of who you were around 48 hours prior to your symptoms is most critical, and I want to get those individuals. If you were around people a week ago before your symptoms started, they're not a high-risk exposure. So your high-risk exposure is typically anybody that you were around for a period of 15 minutes or longer, with or without a mask, at that closer than 6 feet distance. So those are the critical individuals that we want to get.
What's something about contact tracing that probably a lot of people don't know that you think they maybe should know?
We're just trying to protect everybody, make sure that you're isolating, make sure that people are quarantining, not going anywhere during those times at risk of infecting other people. We can provide resources. If you're a single parent at home with kids and you can't leave, we have some social workers on staff now, so we can help you out with groceries. If you need masks and sanitizer, things like that. You know, because if you are a single parent with young kids, you can't isolate yourself away from those kids. You still have to take care of them, so there's that ongoing exposure. So if we can provide you masks, sanitizer, help get groceries delivered for you to take that burden off, you can reach out to us, definitely. That's something that we try to ask during our investigation. If you do need help, we set people up with symptom monitoring, and when you do that health assessment, there is another question in there. So if you don't tell me and think about it that day, you can mark it later and it gets flagged, and we try to reach out to you then and see what needs that you need.
That's Peoria City County Health Department contact tracer Tracy Trilindy talking to our own Tim Shelley. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.